Rock 107 WIRX. American Dream. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's Brackets on today.
Hey, good morning.
It is an epic day today.
It is, Bob. You just had an epic phone call from Bob.
So I got to tell everyone, we got new phones here. So if there's something that happens with the phone or something, I just know we're working on, like, why do they do this to us, man?
We got new phones, and the phones have touchscreens on them, man. It's new technology. It takes a while to get used to.
I can barely do this with the technology we have here. So if I miss your phone call, and that's, I bring this up because Bob called and I wasn't able to get it through my, but he said the use of the word epic is a trend that he doesn't like.
Oh, he hates it.
And he said he was talking to you, Hunter.
I say epic a lot, huh?
I guess I don't notice it.
Yeah.
I tune you out. I don't listen to you.
It's because it's so epic.
I epically love the word epic.
Bob is cringing right now.
He's God damn it. 925 WIRX, 925-9479. Talking about trends that we absolutely despise, and they can be new or old.
Mm-hmm.
My trend that I hate, and I don't see this going away anytime soon, is, and I don't even know if it's so much a trend anymore, it's just a part of life, is selfies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it is the vainest, most ridiculous thing a species does.
It is.
We sit there and we are so vain and, you know, vampant that we are like, I need to take a picture of myself.
Of myself.
Share it to the world.
I can't bitch too much because my profile picture right now is a selfie.
You know, it is. I'm not saying you can't ever take a picture of yourself.
I will say that's probably the third selfie I've ever taken.
That's what I mean. And that's really just, it is a selfie, but you're taking a picture of yourself. You got these people, men, women, every single day taking photos of themselves, and it's ridiculous.
And I can agree with you on that. It's like, especially the gym flow pics.
Oh my God.
Gym flow, bro.
What's funny is I've been feeling pretty good. I've lost a little. I've been doing that carb diet.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling pretty good. I'm down. I weighed 178. When I moved to Michigan, I was 195, buddy.
Damn, son.
So I'm feeling good.
Where are the selfies? I want to see those abs,
and
bro.
See, because I hate it so much, I can't even post a picture of myself because even thinking of myself posting a photo.
It's hard for Brock to even look in the mirror.
Stop it. That's not hard. When I'm naked, I can do that all day long. So that's the trend / lifestyle thing that I despise it. When I see a girl make a duck face selfie, I just want to go over and just
slap it off her face.
Just hey, wow. So that's mine. That's fine. What's yours?
What about naked selfies? We can do that, though, right?
All right. That's fine, I guess.
Naked selfies.
If I'm going to see a selfie, right, a naked selfie is fine. All right.
Below the age of 40.
Nah.
And you feel up.
Hell, you can go up.
Nice.
What's yours?
Mine's, I'm going to revisit it, Brock. It angers me every time we talk about it. It's the high-waisted shorts. I can't stand them. I can't handle it.
Oh, Kiki. She's going to be in here.
Yeah, it's the high-waisted shorts and the McDonald's lipstick that they put on. I can't stand it, dude. That bright red lipstick. And it's always the, like, you know, you get your girl's darker skin. She gets tan, which is fine. But
yep,
it's always like the really, really, really pale people who throw on the McDonald's lipstick and pull those shorts up to their nipples, man.
That Ronald McDonald lipstick.
Right. You know who else wears a lot of lipstick and makeup like that? Ronald McDonald. Clowns.
Listen, what are you, a clown?
All right, listen to that, ladies. Pull the shorts down.
The worst part is all I can picture is a woman with super bright red lips, high-waisted shorts, like making a balloon animal.
Do you believe in magic? And I hope you do.
Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey,
good morning.
I know.
7:48. We are talking about trends that we absolutely despise.
Can't stand it.
You're just like, why?
God.
I tell you one right now. The Tide Pod.
Yeah.
Trend.
What is that? Now, here's the question: are people really doing this, or is it just like a select few of people, and then it the media is just blowing it up.
It's hard to say. The fact that even a select few people did it and then
those things in their mouth,
and then the media talked about it. And see, it's almost the media's fault that it keeps going, because now kids are seeing it and they're like, oh, I'm going to do it. That guy's got all those views. I'm going to throw that through.
I
got
to give a shout out to Josh Whitley. He put on the Berrien County garage sale site.
I was crying laughing.
I got 5 Tide Pods for sale, all different flavors.
Do you get any buyers?
Probably.
Some high school kids are like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take those. Would you take the $5 off the
judge? I love Josh. He's always trolling
just
on Facebook.
Just trolling people, man. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What trends do you absolutely despise? WIRX, hello.
Hey, it's Pancake.
Hey, what's up, Pancake?
Pancake.
Hey, man. I didn't like it the first time, the bell bottoms. I didn't like it the second time. I hope it's not going to come around the third time.
Was that like early 2000s where the bell bottom pants on women came back?
Yeah.
Yep. It was terrible then, too.
Hey, what do you think about JNCOs?
I don't even know what that is.
You know, like the really, like they were the huge, like shorts or pants that like had the super wide leg that were big in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. No.
No, you didn't like this?
Yeah, those started big and ended big.
I don't like the pants that hang down on the butt. I don't like the big flare stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to get you a pair of bell bottoms for your birthday, okay?
Okay, but.
Pancake.
All right, man. Bye. WIRX, hello.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in with something that I find disturbing.
Drives you nuts.
Yeah. What do you got, man?
Well, it's leet speak, man. Kids these days that like to text each other in acronyms so you don't even understand what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, like LOL, OMG, FML, whatever.
Yeah, they don't even talk in complete sentences anymore.
I'm pretty sure we're slowly reverting back to hieroglyphics, basically, with the emojis and like you said, all the acronyms. So I'm right there with you, man. Just type out the full word. You're not losing that much time.
All right. You know, you type the letter U, the actual word is only 2 extra letters, man. Just do it.
I know. I don't know what all these people are doing with all that extra time they're saving by not typing their 2 letters, but I need to talk to them about it.
It's probably because they're all texting and driving.
Oh, jeez. That's another trend right there that goes along with that. All right, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Yep, have a good morning.
T-T-Y-L, T-T-Y-L.
Today I learned, T-I-L. You get that, man. There's another trend, too, texting while driving.
Yeah, come on,
stop
man.
It.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, that's also just another way of life, too. Mm-hmm.
Hey, going back to the clothes things, you know what's kind of pisses me off is the skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans on men.
On men,
right, now,
for sure.
Fellas, I'm not going to say I'm some fashion savant. I'm not.
You know what? Some of you dudes could pull it off. You know, I'll say it. But you know what? It's taken away from my relaxed fit jeans. If I go shopping, it's all skinny jeans,
man. That's all you
man.
Can find. Or it's like relaxed skinny. It's like, that's right. not a thing. No. Just give me a straight fit, straight right. leg jean. I don't need.
Give me those early 2000s jeans.
God, I miss my carpenter pants so much. God, those were the just big old carpenter pants.
You could put so many tools and stuff in there, man.
We wore pants that had a hammer loop. We were not carrying hammers.
No, I was putting my sword in there, actually. As a kid, I had a sword I carried around.
Yeah, as a kid, as a high schooler, the sword you made in shop class?
It was after high school.
You're the coolest kid in college, man. We'll be back.
And Hunter. On Rock 107.
What the hell, man?
WIRX.
It's 8 o'clock. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
How you doing, kid? How you doing
away,
huh?
I'm great, man. How are you doing, buddy? Huh? Talking about trends that we absolutely despise. Us as a species.
It's a society.
A society, if you will. We like to latch on to things.
Oh, yeah.
And we like to just, just run them right into the ground.
Right to the ground till it... And so it sucks.
It's weird, like the things we latch onto. You know, mm-hmm. there have been some good trends, like the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah,
that was a great trend
for a good cause.
For a great cause, the amount of money that raised was insane. Mm-hmm. Awesome trend. I had no problem great doing trend. That trend. But like the Tide Pod trend.
I'm surprised you didn't bring it up to have Benny try to do it, beat some Tide Pod record.
I'm surprised he hasn't done it on himself by himself.
Right.
That is exactly something Benny would do by himself.
Well, he's too busy sucking on urinal cakes.
And Benny's the kind of kid that wouldn't even video. He would just do it by himself in his room.
I wonder what it tastes like. It looks good.
Yeah.
I got grape and strawberry.
Mine tastes like purple. So trends that we absolutely hate. Facebook, Jennifer Jenkins said, I hate when guys wear their jeans like hanging off their ass, showing off their boxer shorts.
Sagging.
Like saggy pants.
It offends a lot of people.
I hate that trend.
It does.
I do. I don't understand it.
You know, I
like
hate
when
it.
It's all the way down, like past you, like the actual curve of your ass. Like, what? Why?
Well, see, you know what bothers me about it is I know how uncomfortable that is. You know,
yeah.
It's like, dude, you don't have to, struggle to look like that.
I want
to
see someone do. Most of the time, guys are wearing boxers. I want to see a guy dude who's wearing like tighty whities, like
right.
All the way down,
all just poop stained up too.
Why? Why you got to do that?
It's the new trend, man.
Let's see. Ryan Kling said skinny jeans and man buns.
Yeah.
Man buns.
The man buns.
I don't, you know what? Yeah. I honestly, long hair on guys. I had long hair for, not long hair, but I had like kind of like surfer hairish.
Did you granny bun it?
I never did. That was not I had that in the early 2000s, and man buns were unheard of at that time.
You just kind of got to feel like a chick doing it, don't you?
Benny said mumble rapping. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like rap. Well, I like old school rap. I'm a fan of the old school stuff.
Yo,
I can
Tupac
do that.
And
that's right. I like that stuff. But yeah, that mumble rapping, which is who's the guy right now? Lil Pump. Is that his Lil Pump?
There's too many Lils out there.
And it does like Gucci Gang.
Gucci, what that song? The Gucci Gang
where
song.
Literally, all they say is Gucci
it's
Gang.
It's terrible.
The whole
it's a
awful,
terrible song.
Awful. That mumble rapping is a thing right now.
Hey,
Anna
Cricket.
Or Anna? Is it Anna or Anna? Anyway, she said Nazism. Well, yeah, obviously.
Well, right. Captain Obvious. Right. Come on.
Thanks. That Hitler guy was a real bad trend.
That's a terrible trend.
We've mentioned Hitler now twice this week.
Yeah. Ugh. Something about that American History Channel is rubbing off on
us. We're going to have to tone down the Hitler, Hitler button.
Hey.
Turn down the Hitler knob just a bit. I think that's good. We got a lot of trends out there. Mm-hmm. Just don't do stupid things. Don't get on stupid trends. You know what trend I want to see come back?
What?
Mullets.
Mullets?
I want to be able.
Larry and Tizer.
Yeah.
He's bringing it back.
I want to be able to do the mullet hairdo and it be in style.
See, I don't think I can do the mullet. I think I can only do the rat tail. It only grows in the middle.
Hey, mullet, rat tail,
same
tomato,
thing.
Tomato, they all fit in together. I just want that to come back so we can rock that. And my denim jacket look will finally be complete.
All right, you grow the mullet, I'll grow the rat tail. How about that?
God, we're going to have to beat the ladies off with a stick. Rock 107.